Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Noon to 3.
Am I wrong, or is he already 0-2 on the Capitals?
Oregon is Salem.
You already missed it. You don't get to go back.
On 1340 WKGN.
Oregon is Salem.
No, because we just told you the answer.
No, you didn't. I'm not letting you get in my head.
Hour 2 kicking off in the fan...
No, that's not right.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run studio. Sorry, just watched a lot of Legends of the Hidden Temple during the break.
We're so in there. We're so making this team.
You found the website? We're applying?
Oh, yeah. I'm filling it out.
You guys actually about this?
Yeah.
Don't bring this up and then just make it all talk. I don't want to hear
you guys talking about all this.
I want to see it.
Words into action. If I have to drive... us to Burbank, California, which is where they used to film all of them. If I have to drive us to Burbank, California, I will.
Just to compete in this.
Yes.
Just to probably lose and go right back home.
Oh my gosh. The disrespect.
I would be so mad if we could cross a damn moat. No, it's a fear.
I'm hoping that we'll be young enough
to where like
I think some
of the people will be older, but God, that would be embarrassing.
I have the confidence that we got. I believe in us.
Me and Cam just yelling at each other.
That's what I picture. That is literally what I picture.
Make good TV.
Everything Hayden's been saying about me as a teammate just rears out in public as I'm yelling at Cam.
That's about right.
Hour three headlines. What do you got for us?
2 years ago today, Kawhi Leonard. Man, the shot. Shot heard around the world, huh? Kawhi bearing that corner three to win Game 7, Toronto over Philadelphia, that went on to win the NBA championship. Where does this shot go down in the history of greatest shots of all time?
Best John, ever.
You think so? Even though it involved a lucky bounce, you're still calling it the best ever.
Best ever.
It was pretty good.
No, it's not the best ever. That was a joke.
I was about to say. That wasn't a lucky bounce, but... I mean, it's got to still be up there, right?
Best ever, but I mean, it was cool. The fact they won the championship does make it cooler. Like, if they had lost, it would be less cool, but the fact it did propel them, and it was the closest they'd been to losing.
Oh my gosh, it's on Paramount Plus. I'm about to rewatch all of this.
Ooh, no, I'm not doing that. It did not age well whenever I was watching the
kid. That just seemed frustrating.
Yeah, it did not age well.
That just seemed frustrating, if anything.
No thanks on that, but that means we'll be on Paramount Plus, Cam, whenever they put us on there. That's good.
Wow.
You can stream us whenever.
Famous.
But no, I mean, it's one of the, you know, it's, they're very, I mean, I don't know how many buzzer beaters in an elimination game there are in Game 7.
Right.
I mean, Jordan had the one in Game 5 against the Cavs back in the 80s. I don't know how many there would be in an elimination game to just send a team home outside of that. So, I mean, just off that, it's one of the, you know, probably the 10 best playoff shots of all time. But there was a little bit of a lucky bounce to it.
Still crazy. Just, I mean, it's every part of the rim.
And it was one of the coolest pictures, too, like when it was hanging up on the rim. And then after the game, you have Embiid crying.
Yeah.
Also, Kawhi showing emotion was a little different, too. I mean, even when he was winning with the Spurs, I don't remember him going, like, kind of crazy like he did.
I don't remember him celebrating that, honestly.
You don't?
No.
He kind of just... gave a little scream out after he made the shot there right in front of his bench. But, yeah, crazy moment. That was 2 years ago today. Kawhi hit that just unbelievable shot. Man.
Do you have a nickname you want me to enter for you?
Oh, you guys get nicknames too, huh?
It asks if we have nicknames.
You got to have a nickname. I feel like that adds to the character a little bit.
Big Smooth
okay.
with a V-E, Boa C.
No.
You can go with Boa Constrictor. Maybe they'll make me a silver snake. Ooh. Boa C.
Boa C. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Big Smooth.
Big Smooth. Yeah.
That was your, the yeah. first nickname you came up with is Big Smooth with a V.
Yeah. Big Smooth.
With a V-E.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Yeah. We're getting in there.
LL Cool J 2.0. Ladies love Cool John.
Just don't do nicknames. How about that? I think you
do Boa C. Do Boa
C. I'm Boa C. We want
what about
to get
you,
on
Cam?
Snakes.
What you got? What's your nickname?
I don't know.
It's tough.
I'm going to work. We got time. I'm still filling it out.
All right.
I got time. I got to come up with something.
Some more headlines for you guys. Ellen is no more. The show is over. After 18 years, it'll officially end, next year, I believe. Her show, she says it's due to a lack of challenge,
That's it, Ellen.
I don't know.
I think
what
Ellen
that
becomes
means.
One of the few people that has officially gotten canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like it.
It was a slow process canceled, too, wasn't it?
It
wasn't like just a boom, she's done after one little comment. It was just kind of a slow.
Well, she didn't do enough, I don't think, to actually get canceled. I mean,
right.
Obviously, there were no sex crimes like Harvey Weinstein, there was nothing like that. But it was enough people talking about how terrible of a boss she was and how, mean she was to people. Especially when you, consider her persona of being this, so nice and
positive, yeah.
Happy person. And right. then, a million people quit watching her show. And the ratings tanked. Mm-hmm. And now it has led to her leaving after 18 years due to, quote, a lack of challenge. Which, that's one way to put it, Ellen.
What does she even mean by that? A lack of challenge?
So it's just an excuse.
It's just her refusing to admit that. Basically, it's 18 years. It's been long enough. It's not fun anymore. It's the same thing. I want to do something different. I want to host these stupid game shows on NBC's game night and all that stuff she tries to do. But, people quit watching and people don't like her anymore. Maybe she couldn't handle the new culture of woke. Maybe that's it. Maybe Ellen couldn't handle that as she just took her ball and went home and said she is not being nice to her employees no matter what. She will die. She will retire before she is nice to her employees.
How many reports of her being mean to her poorly employees? How many reports were there? Were there quite a few?
There were a lot. There was one guy in a thread and then a bunch of people weighed in after that.
That's crazy. 18 years. Tough. Moving on.
We're going to have to fabricate some of this.
Well, don't admit to this on air in case you listen to the podcast. What do we have to fabricate?
Yeah, I was about to say.
What's the craziest, most adventurous things you and I have done together?
I feel like you guys could come up with something decent,
make it
right?
Up. Yeah,
that's all
right.
We've gone on some adventure somewhere.
It's not staying true to your character.
They're going
to
love that. It's a mixed race team, though. They're going to love that.
Got drunk and partied during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Isn't the Legends of the Hidden Temple? I feel like they're a lot about character.
You need to talk about how much we love trivia together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What bonds us trivia? Mm-hmm. We'll think of some stuff. While
don't
all this
lie.
Thing together.
That's that again. That's just
it's not lying. It's fabricated.
It was to rank how good we are at certain trivia categories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is nuts.
We're going to take. Here's what we're going to do. It's called embellishing. It's not lying. It's embellishing. We're going to take a bit of a truth and we're going to turn it to 10.
Expand it.
We're going to turn it to 10.
Is that right? Is that
stretch
how that
it
works?
Out.
Huh?
Stretch it out.
Yep.
That's not lying, though.
No, it's not. We're taking it, and we're turning it to 10. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to snitch?
I might.
You going to call Paramount Plus and let them know?
I might.
Oh, we got to come up with a team hashtag, too? Oh, we're okay.
How much do you got to come up with?
Hashtag
some work to do.
Black Reed.
I'm in.
I don't know about that one.
We'll think of it.
Most embarrassing thing we would do to be on the show? Name it.
Yeah.
Name it.
There's not really a limit of anything I would do.
Yeah, the limit does not exist. That's
I don't really want to do any sex stuff to get on, but depending on the prize. Do we know what the prize is?
Yeah. Do you get claustrophobic?
What was the prize the kid got? He got a telescope and a pair of shoes? I guess that's probably what you guys are
I'm imagining their budget's going to be a little bit bigger. It's probably going to be $10,000 for winning. It's not going to be much.
I'd take that.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the 10K for sure.
How mad would you be, though, if they did, you guys win a brand new telescope and a pair of shoes?
I mean, throwing some of those, I don't know if you've seen, but the shoe market's pretty crazy. Throwing some of those Travis Scott's or some Jordans or some Yeezys.
Might be a little different,
be worth
huh?
it, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's true, I guess. Oh, that's funny. All right. What do we make of Tennessee becoming the 15th state to pass the NIL law? Governor Lee signing it earlier today. It'll become effective July 1st, 2021.
Do we have the details about this yet?
It's
like Georgia had theirs, and Georgia had some interesting things. And we'll talk more about that after headlines. But,
okay.
Because that's a pretty big deal. Right. I haven't seen the actual specifics of it for Tennessee yet.
I haven't seen it either. I do know that they basically what they move up the date is pretty much all they did. They moved it from July 1st because the original effective date, it says, was January 1st, 2022.
Yeah.
So basically just moved it up a little bit. But, man, July 1st right around the corner too. So
well, you had to do that whenever
everybody else.
Everybody else did it.
Right, basically. Some other NFL news to get to. The Washington football team signing a left tackle. Former Bears tackle Charles Leno. 1-year deal worth $5 million. Didn't really know if they needed a tackle. Just kind of still trying to replace Trent Williams a little bit out there. And wanted to talk about the Jaguars, Tim Tebow situation. We haven't talked a little too much about it, but what do you think of Urban Meyer? Basically kept trying to take his name out of the hat, John. Did you guys see that? Pretty much saying, like, hey.
Ain't my fault.
Yeah, like, hey, Tebow had the workouts. I wasn't there, but, you know, I had some people there. And then he basically followed that up and was like, yeah. And, you know, they said he came back again after another workout and he looked even better. And then he kept reinforcing. I wasn't there, though. He just, like, it's almost he knows he's just doing it for his boy. And he's still trying to kind of dance around that a little bit.
I mean, we know the deal, Urban. You can say whatever you want, buddy. This was your decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
He's trying to make it seem like it isn't.
Uh-huh. Interesting. And then Houston Rockets owner Tillman Furtado said he's excited about the future of the NBA franchise. He said, I never thought I could feel this good after winning only 16 games. But he says he feels good about the first-year head coach, the young roster they got building up. You guys agree that the Rockets have at least a decent future ahead of them? I mean, dropping 50. By the way, has he done anything else other than that one game? Has he?
No, I mean, he's had some
kind of followed it up with a little bit.
I mean, it is it's a weird place to be. You can't feel good about where you're at, though.
I was about to say
you gave away James Harden for nothing, man.
Draft picks, John. Draft picks.
Yeah, yeah. You could have at least gotten you should have gotten Ben Simmons. You could have at least gotten Caris LeVert. Instead, you went for Victor Oladipo. And
by the way, Caris LeVert's balling, too. Yeah. I don't know if you guys see, but Caris LeVert's kind of, since he's gotten back completely healthy, he's been carrying him. Yeah, he's been big.
Yeah, just kept hitting clutch shots.
Mm. And what do you guys think about the story of Drew Robinson? You guys heard about Drew Robinson, the guy who actually almost committed suicide, lost his eye in a suicide attempt.
Yeah.
Pretty cool story. Him hitting
his debut in Vegas when I was there, actually.
Oh, really?
AAA, yep. For the, I believe it's the Giants.
Yeah.
Triple A team, and I'm pretty sure it's located in Las Vegas. He was there the same time I was.
Nice. And his comeback story continues as last night he launched his first homer since losing his eye in that attempt. So, really cool story. Really inspirational as well. Did you think about going and checking him out?
No,
how'd you hear about him being in Vegas?
It was just on TV.
Okay, gotcha.
I go on ESPN, Sports Center. They did a special and just say he's pitching in Vegas.
Gotcha. All right. Still pretty crazy. But, yeah, he had his first homer since losing his eye. Cool story there for Drew Robinson. And, yeah, that's about it for headlines.
Good batch of headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, what were we set to talk about? The new NIL getting put into effect?
Yep.
So it goes into place on July 1st of this year, so less than a month and a half away. The bill obviously affects Tennessee and Vanderbilt, as well as Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Memphis football will make a little money, but Memphis basketball might be a big draw.
Yeah, that one, yeah, that's probably their biggest asset there for sure.
Tennessee joins Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi as SEC schools. Georgia and South Carolina have had bills passed but have not been signed by governors just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So now, starting July 1st, programs will be able to sell endorsement plans tailored to specific players as part of their recruitment pitches.
Hmm.
I was curious to see if how much into recruiting they would get into. I thought maybe this might just be for established players on the team, but it does seem as if they're going to sell it as part of recruitment pitches, according to 247.
Okay. Oh. Represented by agents and attorneys.
It's a, you know, Tennessee wasn't the first, but Tennessee, you definitely didn't want to be the last, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not at all.
My question is, like, how's that going to work for incoming players? Because it says, I mean, you're going to be doing this for recruiting pitches. Like, how many people are going to care about a guy that's coming out of high school that nobody really knows except their name?
Well, we don't know how it's going to work at all because we had, you know, Georgia was basically had it in their bill that they were going to be able to potentially put 70, you know, take endorsement money from basically, let's just say, the football team at Georgia. It's probably going to be their big makers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You take, let's say, who's Georgia's most famous player right now? I mean, George Pickens, is there a linebacker?
Pickens or Daniels, maybe.
Oh, yeah, JT, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about him. JT Daniels. So let's say JT Daniels signs $1 million endorsement deal.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Georgia, they were saying that 75% of that, or, you know, $750,000.
I think they ended up capping at 70. They 70%. Said you can go up to 75, but I think Georgia said specifically that they're going to do 70.
Okay, so where they're going to take 70% of that money and put it into a pot for every player to get, not just on the football team, but across every sport.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess that's how you you know, you try to not leave behind the badminton team or the rowing team or the baseball team or whomever.
That's so, what I'm trying to find details on ours about if it's anything similar to that.
So then the player keeps 30%.
Mm-hmm. So would the recruitment pitches be like, hey, we got all this money coming in, you can pretty much get a piece of that? That's basically what they're going to be selling to these incoming players.
Like, we kind of talked about it last week, and we're like, that could almost, like, technically, like, hurt recruitment. Like, it's for say, like, for example, like, if we're just like, hey, yeah, you get 100% of whatever you bring in, you could tell a guy like that, like, hey, you have the potential to earn this much money. Georgia's going to take 70% of that.
Are we sure Georgia's taking the 70%, or do they just put it in there where they could?
That's where it was a little iffy. We did look at the wording of the actual bill, and, like, yeah, it was...
I think it allows the school the chance to do it, but I don't think that
the wording was a little iffy on if they were, like, actually... Like, yeah, I think I was talking to, like, you know, Draven Charlie about that last week. Was it did, like, leave the option open to where they don't have to take the 70, but it seemed like that was the way they wanted to go with this. So yeah, maybe you get like that big name recruit and you're like, okay, we're not touching yours, but this other guy, hey bro, we're taking 70%.
I would imagine it would have to be a school-wide decision. You couldn't do a case-by-case basis. And in Georgia's situation, it would not be able to be withdrawn until a year after they graduate or leave school. So the players wouldn't get the money while in school.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Not even a dime.
Yeah, it was graduation date or like...
You just have to have that.
You had
money
to be there, I think,
there
for a year. I think it was 12 months to be eligible, and then after, it's once ever you leave, that's when you actually get the money. Theirs is pretty like specific on stuff, and like I said, I haven't really seen anything with Tennessee's yet, as far as the finer details. But it will be interesting to see if it's something similar to that.
Ooh. So we haven't seen Tennessee's details actually spill out yet, right? They're basically just pushing up that, hey, this could be in place in July.
I can't find any details on this at the moment.
Okay. Again, you don't want to be the last, or you don't want to be left out. Lord knows Tennessee needs all the help in recruiting they can get. They don't need any more obstacles of that.
Let me read this actual bill.
Tennessee's bill would affect college athletes in men's and women's sports, but especially high-profile teams. Let's see. Per the bill, schools can't prevent unduly restrict athletes from earning money. Obviously, we know that.
Yeah.
A school will indeed have the right to keep athletes from using So basically, they won't be able to promote gambling. They can't get any of the gambling money. They can't get tobacco money, alcohol, or adult entertainment. Yeah.
That's kind of how Georgia's was. It was like if it violates the like code of conduct or the whatever they have to like sign when they're getting, you know, becoming a member of the team and stuff. If it violated anything like that, it wasn't an option.
Okay. It doesn't seem like a. It doesn't seem like Tennessee is going to have anything.
Like cap wise.
Well, I was going to say Tennessee doesn't seem to have anything interesting in this bill.
Yeah, it's very short.
Yeah, actually. That doesn't have anything like unique to it.
Yeah, they don't go into as detail as like the Georgia one did. That's very interesting. That leaves a lot of stuff open. Huh. Longer, yeah, it can only be during the participation in the athletic program. So if you stop playing football or something or leave the school, you no longer can, you know, take advantage of this.
I don't think we'll see any college athletes crack the highest paid athletes in the world by any means. You see ESPN just put their list out, or Forbes put their list out of the top 10 highest paid earners from May 1st of 2020 to May 1st of 2021. Want to take a guess at number one, Draven? The biggest sports honor in the world.
Is this including endorsements?
This is including endorsements.
I'm not almost want to say.
All right, let's see how many you guys can get. You just go back and forth. Feel free, whichever
Osaka?
One you go first. You get two. Okay, so wow, this game's going to end pretty quickly. Osaka is not in the top 10.
Oh, boy.
Draven, if you get one right of the top 10, you win the game. Wow.
I'm going to go with like a soccer player.
I thought she had a big money thing recently that they were talking about. I guess not.
Is it? I mean, Neymar has a lot of money.
Okay, you guys are.
Oh, no.
Neymar came at number six. Sorry.
Hey, I was about to say, he's pretty loaded.
Okay,
man.
Neymar
he's
comes
pretty
in
loaded.
Number six. Cam, let's see if you can get back in it, although you've already technically lost, but maybe you can put on a show and get like five in a row. I don't know.
Now I'm nervous.
Yeah, if you miss another one, it's going to be just.
I'm going to go Ronaldo.
Okay, comes in at number three, $120 million a year.
Ronaldo, really?
Neymar was $95
million. Let's see. Probably somebody in baseball.
How are you guys so bad at this?
Yeah,
it's tough.
My
it's
answer
tough
already
about.
Teed up.
You said Osaka first, though. So
I remember there was a big story about her making a ton of money.
She was like the highest paid like female tennis player.
Yeah, so I was like, maybe she's in there. I don't know.
Yeah, and then remember we put that on our trivia question, got our ass kicked.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Did you?
Cam's friend did.
Yeah. My teammates aren't great.
Nah, I'm just kidding, Jamarius. He's my buddy too. Draven, you got an answer. Are you Googling it? Or are you trying to cheat?
No, I'm not.
You're typing on your computer. This is your redemption for trivia, Draven. Come on. How are you guys so bad at this? Let's go. Reel off some big earners.
Oh, the tennis player, Federer.
There you go. Comes in at number seven at $90 million, $5 million behind Neymar.
Okay.
Cam.
Messi.
There you go. $130 million, number two.
I mean, would there be an NBA player? Would there be like LeBron? Is LeBron on the list with endorsements and stuff?
Is that your answer?
Yes, LeBron.
LeBron, number five, $96.5 million.
Boom.
Space Jam pays well, apparently.
Apparently.
Cam.
I'm about to run out of names here. I am bad at this. Wow.
Can you want to go on Legends of the Hidden Temple together?
Okay, he took my next answer.
I could just see me yelling at Cam.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Next highest paid athlete. He took Neymar already. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Cam gets an X. He's out. Draven, let's go. You still got some names to get.
I'm going to go with another NBA guy. Steph Curry.
Not in the top 10. You suck.
Damn it.
You missed Kevin Durant.
That was my next guess. That was my next guess.
Thomas Brady, $76 million at number nine. Maybe the
He took all those pay cuts. That's kind of why.
That's a myth.
He didn't. He has endorsements and stuff still.
I guess. What endorsements does he have actually? The damn watch.
He sold
like
5 million jerseys last year. I guess he got a couple of those.
I guess.
TB12. I guess he's number nine. Maybe the man on top. Maybe the man right now is better at his sport than anybody else in the world. Lewis Hamilton comes in at number 8, okay. $82 million. You got Federer. You got Neymar. You got LeBron. Your boy, Dak, comes in at number 4. He earned $107.5 million last year.
I guess I should have, yeah.
Without even doing anything. That's
fake
crazy.
Fan. Ronaldo, number 3, yeah. 120. Messi, $130 million. Number 2. Number 1, the biggest earner in all of sports. I'll give you guys one more chance at redemption. Number 1.
In all of sports. It's not going
to
be
tough. I'll allow you each to ask one question. A yes or no question. You guys are
Is it a baseball player?
Your question is it a baseball player? The answer is no.
Okay.
Is it a female?
No.
No way.
Jesus. Was, both those
you
never
heard the wage gap, Draven?
Both
Jeez.
Those questions were terrible.
I was just making sure I didn't have to try and name a baseball player. It's not Tiger Woods. Oh, it's not Tiger Woods.
Could be. It could be Tiger.
It's not going to be Tiger.
It could be Tiger. I think it's Tiger. He's got his course opening up, too.
Is this your guess?
That's my guess. It's Tiger, isn't it?
You're an idiot. He's not in the top 10.
Damn it, Tiger.
Barely golfed last year.
He's got his own course opening up.
It can't be him right now.
How much do you think courses make? All right, Cam, here's your chance at glory. Nah, Cam doesn't know either.
We don't know. It just tells us.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, my gosh. It's his whiskey.
We just had the story about his whiskey. Proper number 7.
That is proper 12.
Is it proper 12? I thought it was proper number 7.
Well, not good marketing either way, I guess.
Proper. It is 12. Is it old number 7? Am I combining it with like Jack Daniels? Proper number 12.
That's still a little surprising to me.
Yeah, it is. $180 million, though.
Jeez.
I guess he does have enough money to buy Man United. He keeps talking about he wants to buy him.
Jeez, yeah, I guess so.
Cam, do you have overrated, underrated topics ready?
Yeah, I can do this.
We'll do some overrated, underrated next.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated. I'm going to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Hayden just kind of left me here, and so now I guess I'm doing overrated, underrated topics.
Thank you, Cameron, for stepping up.
Somebody had to do it. There's a void left, so. Gotta take the reins a little bit.
Did you guys see that bridge in Memphis yesterday, by the way?
Did it break?
It had like a big crack in it. Yeah, I mean, it did kind of break. Yeah, one of the important ones on I-40.
Oh, snap.
The Hernando de Santo Bridge across the Mississippi River in Memphis. Yeah, it.
Across the river, too.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this big crack in it.
Did they have to shut it down?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, man.
I wonder if somebody just, like, noticed that and was just like, hey.
Drove was like, that's a little bumpy. Yeah, I was like, it's making weird noises. Sorry, go ahead, Cameron.
Oh, you're fine. All right, let's do this. All right, first up we have reading a book.
You know, Cam, I was actually thinking about this the other day. I don't think I've ever read a book on my own time completely.
You've never read a book?
I've been forced to in school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like as a
As a kid,
yeah. But like since I've been like teenage to adult years, like I don't think I've read a book on my own time, no.
Cameron, have you?
Yeah, I read books, actually.
So I guess I'm going to go over it. I mean, actually, I think it would be underrated because when I have read books, being forced to read books, I've really enjoyed it. Of course, you know, everybody says the book's better than the movies. Read some decent books. Read, like, Gatsby.
If it's rated by you, it's rated very lowly because you don't read.
I got in trouble in school one time and and I read a lot of books then. I had nothing else to do. Actually, so I'll take that back. That was kind of on my own time. I could have just sat there and stared at the wall, but I read books. I read Holes. You know, Holes.
In high school? I feel like you're a little too old to read Holes in high school.
Zero. Great book, man.
I feel like that's a
book almost had me in tears by the end, man.
I feel like that's a book everyone read in like fourth and fifth grade. You read that in high school?
I didn't have many options, John. I don't own a lot of books. Those were the only books I could find.
Am I wrong, though, Cam? Is Holes not like a fourth or fifth grade book?
I thought it was lower rated than that, but...
What kind of high schooler were you?
He's behind on his book reading, I guess. So
I just wanted to read something, you know, kind of simple. I enjoyed it. It's entertaining. Better than the movie, even, I would say. But either way, books, I'll actually go underrated, even though I do never read them. I wish I did. Maybe I will. Maybe that's one thing I need to do this summer.
You need to lend
have a goal. Read a few books.
Take you to McKay's or something, get you out there.
Man, McKay's has so many options.
Yeah, McKay's is
stressful. It's almost too much.
I only go in if I like know what kind of specific book I want.
They never have the book I look for when I go there, so it's just always a disaster. Reading is fundamental. It's underrated.
It is.
What's really the last book you read?
Three Ring Circus.
Oh, was that the
Shaq and Kobe and Lakers book?
I do want to read more sports books. I think that would be something I'd have interest in.
Tom's so smart.
Is it?
Part of the reason.
Just kind of get a wealth of knowledge, you know? A little bit of everything.
How do you get better at trivia? Read.
Yeah. Is that true?
He was asking that question.
I mean, it helps.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, it's overrated. It is. It's overrated. The only good part and the only like decent part that they offer is just like the all you can eat like bread sticks and salad. Isn't that a thing? Bread sticks and salad, kind of an all you can eat thing. Like that's the only thing, because I do enjoy their salads and I do enjoy their bread. But everything's overpriced. Also the little mint things, the little chocolate mints. Woo! Get you a pocket full of those as you're heading out the door. Oh, those are so good. Those are so good. I actually worked at an Olive Garden, believe it or not, for a little bit, Cam. Absolutely hated it.
Why would we not believe that?
I just, you know.
You think that's a claim? Exactly? No way.
I mean,
you just worked at the Olive Garden?
Just kind of random. He brought it up.
There's no way they would hire you there. Wow. You were responsible.
God, I hated that job.
You
were
responsible for the breadsticks and soup?
I guess it was.
And salad?
I guess it was salad and soup. Ugh. That you get,
you get
free.
Soup,
salad. You get ultimate breadsticks. Anyways, okay, yeah.
I hate the salad there.
You don't
My
like the salad?
My family always loves the salad. I do not like the salad.
You don't like it?
No.
It's good. It's different.
They hired you at Olive Garden?
Crazy,
wow.
Huh? Crazy.
I would not believe that.
They didn't like me. Always stealing the breadsticks from the back.
You stole the breadsticks?
I mean, you didn't really steal them, but they were there for the taking. You know,
you
I mean,
stole from
every
the
now and then
garden?
You get a little hungry, you take a little bite or whatever.
The mob's coming for you.
That seems racially insensitive.
Yeah, maybe there's not a mob there.
Olive Garden is underrated. When you're there, you're family. And who doesn't love family?
Stupid saying. Do you really feel like family?
Vin Diesel loves Olive Garden.
Probably.
Dom Toretto is always in Olive Garden.
Probably.
It's also just like so filling, man. You go to Olive Garden, you leave
like
and just feeling sick, though.
That tour of Italy. You get the chicken parm.
Too much. It's too much. I can't believe you don't like the sound. What about the breadsticks? You got to like the breadsticks.
Of course I like the breadsticks.
Okay. Make sure you're human.
Who the hell doesn't like the breadsticks?
That's what I'm saying, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Still overrated.
Next up we have... Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce is overrated. I'm not a big Chick-fil-A sauce guy. There was somebody telling me the other day that they're selling it in bottles at like Food City, at like actual stores. They're selling big bottles. Like, what are we doing? Like, Zaxby sauce, much better. Hell, KFC sauce.
Easy.
Go buy KFC. And try their KFC sauce. It's good, I'm telling you. Like, the Chick-fil-A sauce, I don't know. Like, it's probably, like, my least favorite sauce out of everything they offer. Like, I'm going to get ranch before that. I'm going to get their delicious... Oh, I love the sweet and spicy sriracha sauce, the sriracha. Woo! Now, that's good with the chicken. The Chick-fil-A sauce is just so overrated. What is it? It's got, like, a barbecue-y flavor. Blech. No thanks. Why are people so obsessed with it?
People do rate it too high, Cam. I'm going to go overrated drastically because if I want a little barbecue-y flavor, I'm going to get the honey roasted barbecue. Now, that's underrated. The honey roasted barbecue.
See, that's,
which is basically what I get in real restaurants. I just take honey mustard and barbecue and I just mix them together. Mm-hmm. A little dip here, a little dip there, boom. Eat it.
Yeah.
Honey roasted barbecue is the best. And then after that, you know, you got the barbecue's pretty good, the Polynesian's good. I'm good on that. No need for the Chick-fil-A sauce, overrated.
No. Makes sense. Well, y'all won't have an issue of him having a shortage on some of their sauces then.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That damn there's... Joe Biden. He does it again.
He's just been screwing us, man. What's happening?
He does it again.
Gas, Chick-fil-A sauce, we're running out of all the essentials.
Jeez.
What a time to be alive, I guess. What a time to be alive. All right. Next up we have popsicles.
Popsicles, I'm going to probably say that they are underrated. I think there is a little bit more to popsicles than, you know, just a popsicle, right? I think it's a representation of summer. It reminds me of being out in the water, being out in the heat, being out having a good time, right? And I love the, I don't know what they're called specifically, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. The ones you cut the top off, you just slide it on through. Yeah. Like, is there a certain name for those popsicles? I mean, it's pretty much the most popular popsicle out there. Everybody gets them. But everybody knows how, like you said, you cut the top off. Those are so good, man. Sometimes, I mean, hell, I can eat like four or five of those things. Sometimes I get like addicted to them a little bit, especially you're out in the heat, out on the beach too, hot summer day. Mmm. How refreshing. It's just a delicious little popsicle. Love the blue ones. Really like
the pink ones.
I like the pink ones, the blue ones. The pink was like strawberry, blue, obviously like blueberry, blue raspberry, whatever. You don't like the blue ones?
Blue popsicles?
The blue push-up popsicles, yes.
No. Red or orange?
Orange? Ugh. Orange? Orange is the worst flavor out of all of them. It is. It's the most bland flavor.
What the hell are you talking about? The worst flavor?
I'd rather have grape.
I mean, grape's fine. You're not saying nothing to me by saying that.
The green's
disgusting. The green's disgusting.
What are you
the blue's
about?
Disgusting.
Whoa. Green sometimes is green apple.
I
but most
like
of the time
blue
it's lime.
Makes my
road
taste,
I love lime.
I always get that to my cousins. Like, here, you take that one or throw it away, Granny. I don't want the blue.
I feel like that's an unpopular opinion. People love the blue. Blue's got to be the most popular one. If we took a poll, I bet blue would be coming out number
one. What do
you
mean orange is the worst? Mayfield's put out a whole box of just orange popsicles. That was it.
The orange creamsicles? Those are completely...
No, not creamsicles.
Those are completely different.
I'm not an idiot. I know the difference between creamsicle and orange popsicles. You damn
you sure?
Mohawk. Mayfield's put out just simply orange popsicles. It came in their own box. That's how much people liked orange. We talking about the worst flavor.
It's the worst flavor.
Then why would they do a whole box of just the orange popsicles, Draven? Riddle me that.
And they're not doing other flavors of these, too? Just
it
orange?
Was just that. Riddle me that. I'll tell you guys.
I guess I haven't seen just all blue packs.
They had orange packs. But overall, popsicles, they're a delicious treat. They cool you down. And I love sucking on them. Really just working my tongue and getting up all the juice. I really like the stick, too. Like you're done and the stick's a little moist and you can just kind of chew on it.
Yeah.
Get a little bit
sometimes
of
sometimes they have a little
hit.
Joke on there, too.
Nah, I don't like those popsicles. The popsicles that come with jokes, I really have time for. They put jokes
what
on there.
What do you mean you ain't got time for a little it's a
well,
little
Well,
I mean,
like,
joke.
The fact they put the jokes on there, they don't take their popsicles serious enough for me. Those are kids' popsicles. Mayfield's or the Push Pops, that's it.
I mean, popsicles are going to always have, like, a childish, you know, representation around them a little bit.
No. Don't
yes,
think so.
Yes.
Ever seen Megan Fox suck on a popsicle? I didn't think about kids. Well, I did in one way think of kids, but not 7 or 8 year old kids.
I'll give you that one.
Unborn children.
All right. Next up, we have getting a surprise package.
I mean, I guess, man, when's the last time I got a surprise package? Doesn't happen very often. I guess I'm going to go underrated. I mean, that's why it's so special. It's a pretty big surprise and happens, I'd say, very rarely, right? I will say one time at my apartment last year, we did get, like, just two huge boxes of just beef jerky. Just this delicious. I can't even remember the name of the brand, but I'm telling you, it was the best beef jerky I've ever had in my life. And I don't know if it's for the neighbor, people that live there prior. It's pretty early into me living into the apartment. But yeah, just two boxes, I swear, of just three or four bags of just beef jerky. It was beautiful. And
did
honestly,
you eat it?
Yeah, absolutely, we ate it. You think that's a bad idea? I mean, we contemplated it.
The last surprise package I got was a bag of penises from West Virginia fans. Surprise packages are drastically overrated. Very rarely is it going to be something you actually like. Now, maybe you'll get a care package every now and then for a holiday. Maybe somebody sends you something. But otherwise, you're going to get summons to court. You're going to have somebody billing you for something. Maybe you have an illegitimate child somewhere. And I feel like those surprises aren't good. So I'm going to say over it. Anthrax is a thing. You guys might have forgot about that. You might be too young to remember anthrax, Draven, but it was a thing.
The hell's that?
You don't know what anthrax is?
I've heard of that.
And well, for a while, I thought anytime you open the mail, you're going to get some anthrax. People are just sending anthrax in the mail.
Lord.
Is that the last one, Cam?
One more if you want it.
You save it for next week.
Okay.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030. We can visit them online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, what do you got for me?
I got Chicago does this to tackle the rat problem.
Yes! Yes!
So, yes! Chicago has released 1,000 feral cats onto their streets to try to tackle a rat problem.
I feel like that'll help, but I also feel like it's going to kill a bunch of birds.
Yeah, it's a terrible plan.
Where is this at?
Chicago.
What?
Yeah. In an effort to rein in the explosion of rodents, the Treehouse Humane Society kicked off a program to release feral felines into areas experiencing rat problems. After humanely capturing the feral cats, the Humane Society spays or neuters the animals and places them in the residential and commercial settings with rodent infestations.
Huh.
To act as environmentally friendly rodent control. I don't think that's very environmentally friendly. Like you said, they're going to eat everything. It's not going to just be the rats.
Does it say how many cats?
1,000.
1,000?
It said, only rescue cats who cannot thrive in a home or sheltered environment or cannot be reintegrated into former colonies are used for the Cats at Work program. After receiving approval for a working cat, property and business owners are responsible for their well-being. Oh, so I guess they're just giving them the company? Well, why are you giving them the food and water if you want them to eat the rats? I guess they just kill for fun. I don't know. Property and business owners provide food, water, shelter, and wellness to the cats who work for them.
So, are they going to keep the cats after this is done? Like, where the hell do they find 1,000 feral cats at? Just like in the shelter? Like, where?
They said they've just been catching them, I guess.
They've been catching cats, so then they're going to. Are they going to keep them afterwards? Are they going to, like, domesticate them? Or are they just going to. This seems like
a weird idea. Man, yeah. They're like, oh, while the cats will hunt and catch rodents on occasion, their presence is just a better deterrent. So. Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of our clients tell us before they had cats, they would step outside their house and rats would actually run across their feet. What?
You guys freak out
when
you see a rat?
Yeah.
No, I love rats.
Yeah. I know we give some things an unfair shake, like Cam's always talking about snakes. I feel like rats get a fair shake. Yeah. They carry too many diseases. They are disgusting.
Yeah, wild rats, not great.
Yeah,
not
somebody
great.
Wants a pet and keep it in a cage. I think you're weird, but whatever. Do your thing.
Pet rats make great pets.
Again, you're weird, but do your thing. But if I see a rat out in the wild, like, stay away from me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get big, too. They're cool, though. But wild. Rats are crazy.
Being in New York City and just seeing a big-ass rat carrying a pizza down the
steps.
Yeah,
you're just like, what the?
Ooh. Ooh. No thanks. I got updated percentages on the gas outage per state.
Okay. Need to know this. I keep seeing, this is wild.
The worst state right now with 65% of their stores other stations empty of gasoline is
Georgia.
Close, Cam. They're in second, but a distant second. They're at 43%, tied with South Carolina at 43%. No, this state, 65%, almost two-thirds of their stations are empty.
It's going to be an eastern state.
It's going to be an eastern state. City.
Yeah,
state.
We're crazy.
Good job.
We're crazy.
He's working out. Let's go. Cam's working through.
I'm guessing southern.
He's already doing better than he was on the highest paid athletes.
I'm leaning that direction. I want to say Alabama, but...
Are you saying Alabama or are you not saying
Alabama?
No,
I'm going to go Mississippi.
Okay. Nope. Mississippi is ahead of Alabama, but Mississippi is at 5%.
Okay. Oh, not bad.
Or actually, it's behind Alabama. I didn't see Alabama. Alabama's at 7%. So, nope. Neither one of those. Draven, you want to hop in here and steal the credit now that you've got a little of some
see.
Of the states knocked off?
I narrowed it down for you.
I think I'm going to go. So, we're talking southeast here a little bit.
I know exactly where it's going to be now.
I might guess Florida.
That was going to be my next guess.
Florida's incorrect. 11%.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Is it? It can't be Louisiana. They're fine.
No. North Carolina.
Okay.
North Carolina, that checks out, I guess. Their stations are without gas at 65% of their stations.
Jeez, they're gonna be driving
why North Carolina?
I don't know.
Why is it?
I don't know.
I knew Georgia was up there because my parents keep sending me pictures of gas stations being empty or gas just being crazy high.
Georgia and South Carolina coming at 43%. I actually miss Virginia. It's at 44%. It's higher than those two.
Everybody's going to come to Tennessee and steal the gas.
Yep. Yeah, Tennessee is currently at 16% empty.
Okay.
So we're still holding on, I guess.
People are already just panicking. You see the pictures of people just filling up just
any
gallons of
gas.
Giant
containers they can get a hold of. Like,
yeah.
People are nuts, man. Jeez. Like, that's what you're not supposed to do in a but whatever. Whatever. I don't try to understand people. But yeah, hopefully y'all's cars are full.
Did you last ever time check, you guys got gas?
Did you ever check your gas meter, Draven? Mister, I don't know where my car's at.
Yeah, I'm about quarter of a tank.
Oh, well,
a quarter of a tank.
Best
of
luck to you.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We may not see Draven tomorrow because he's going to be out of gas trying to get here.
Take the bus.
Take the bus, Lord.
Would you consider yourself a sheltered child, Draven?
What do you mean by sheltered?
Not knowing anything.
I don't know. Just sheltered.
I don't think so.
Okay. People are saying.
Shelter. Well, I want a shelter, man.
You didn't know who Brie Larson was like 2 minutes
ago. Didn't know
Brie
Larson. Didn't know Anthrax. Just weird. You're young. I mean, I know that. That's why I was wondering if you were sheltered.
Just because I didn't know Brie Larson. I didn't know the name.
Anthrax.
I knew her.
Anthrax was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.